With all of your activities during the holidays, you may have missed the fact that a federal appeals court recently reinstated enforcement of the Corporate Transparency Act, which requires businesses to disclose their beneficial ownership network to the U.S. Treasury. I aired some of this information earlier this week, but on today's Friday edition of Farm Time, more specifics from Raylan Parmalee, Illinois Farm Bureau's economic and policy analyst.
On December 3rd, there was a temporary injunction on enforcement of the Corporate Transparency Act. But late yesterday, we found out that the appellate court did issue an order to lift the injunction, which means that with it no longer in place, the Corporate Transparency Act enforcement and beneficial ownership reporting deadlines are very much back in play.
Give us the filing requirements, if you will.
First and foremost, most companies now will have a deadline of January 13th. 2025. Now, much better than the 7 days we were going to have originally, but that is only a 12-day extension. So really imperative that folks that think they may need to report, take a look and get that report in as soon as they can. There's a couple of different moving parts here, but you know, companies, again, created or registered before January 1st, 2024, or companies created or registered between September 4th, 2024, and between the filing deadline of December 23rd, 2024, all of those companies now have a deadline of January 13th, 2025. For farms, we're typically, you know, looking at organizations like a family-held corporation or LLC, partnership registered with the state. Some others might be included as well. We do know that sole proprietorships are very likely not going to need to file. They don't fall under those requirements. But again, any business that was registered with the state, including those partnerships and family-held organizations, and they meet those eligibility requirements, less than 20 employees, less than $5 million in cash receipts, will need to report on behalf of all owners or individuals that control those businesses.
Raylan Parmalee's comments courtesy the RFD Radio Network. Farmers are encouraged to contact an accountant or their attorney if they are unsure whether they are required to file their business BOI with FinCEN. I'm Mike Perrine.